The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. And phone lines have been kind of quiet today, probably because I haven't encouraged a lot of phone calls, but you know I love to hear from our listeners. Agree, disagree, change topics, change subjects, want to ask a question, make a statement. It's all okay on Friday. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. That's the number to get in on the conversation today. And again, I would love to hear from you. I am so tempted to dive into this. I just checked my Twitter feed during the break, and CNN is posting a major editorial stating that the only reason we ever have looting and violence, the only reason why protests turn violent, is because of the police. Yep. If we didn't have those mean, terrible, nasty police, all of these protests would be absolutely peaceful. There'd be no windows smashed, no TVs stolen. I'm not making this up. That's an editorial currently on CNN, but I am not going to go there. I am going to refrain. Hey, let's change gears completely. I love the Bible and archaeology. I just love it. And it's been, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks since I've seen a new archaeological discovery that affirms another part of the Bible. If you're a regular listener, please forgive me for a little bit of repetition, but we have new people tuning in all the time. So I need to say this. Modern archaeology in Israel dates back to about 100 years. The modern archaeological age dates back a little over 100 years, okay? Now, there was archaeology before that. I'm talking about the modern age of archaeology, where literally thousands and thousands and thousands of archaeological digs have been accomplished all over the nation of Israel, and countless discoveries have been made. And I mean multiplied thousands of discoveries. Get this. I don't know of one single archaeological discovery in Israel that has, I started to say, disproven, contradicted the Bible. I can't think of one that has even put into question anything in the Bible. Now think about that. Multiplied thousands of archaeological discoveries, and I am not aware of even one that calls into question what is recorded in the Bible. On the other hand, there are almost countless thousands of discoveries that have affirmed the historicity of the Bible. What are the odds of that? Well, here's another one. Here's another one. Headline, winery from bloody biblical dispute discovered. Now, this is from a wine magazine. This isn't biblical archaeology. This isn't some Christian site. This is from a wine magazine, and they think it is fascinating. Remember the story of Naboth and Ahab? Ahab was a wicked king of Israel. He had everything he wanted, but then he saw the vineyard of Naboth. And evidently it must have been some vineyard for the king, who could basically have anything he wanted, for him to desire, to crave the vineyard of Naboth. And Ahab has a little hissy fit because he can't have Naboth's vineyard. Well, remember who his wife was? Jezebel! Yes, the evil, wicked Jezebel. And she said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it for you. And so she trumps up charges against Naboth and accuses him of blasphemy and has him stoned to death. Remember the story? And as a result, Ahab got the vineyard of Naboth. Biblical story. We'll get this. A group of professors, some from the University of Evansville in Indiana and the University of Haifa, in an archaeological dig, they believe they have found the vineyard of Naboth. Again, this is not a Christian source. It's a wine magazine. But they find it absolutely fascinating. Quote, an excavation revealed a treading floor and two vats, a winery. Recent analysis of the excavation and others in the region suggest it fits the time and place where Naboth made his last stand. So here, I just think this is cool. A secular wine magazine is excited about the fact that a biblical vineyard has been discovered. Now, does that one archaeological discovery prove the Bible? Of course not. But it's like pieces to a puzzle. You have one piece, you can't tell anything. Two pieces, not much. If it's a 1,000-piece puzzle, you get up around 600-700 pieces, you can begin to see the picture. One archaeological discovery does not prove the authority of the Bible. But when you have multiplied, and I mean multiplied, discoveries over well over 100 years, and not one of them contradicts the historicity of the Bible. And in many cases, these excavations have proven, without any shadow of a doubt, what the skeptics had been saying was false information. For instance, there is a great deal in the Old Testament about the Hittite Empire. For years, the skeptics said, well, the Bible talks about these Hittites, but we've never found any archaeological proof that these Hittites ever even existed. Oh, can't say that now. Or King David. It has not been that long ago that the skeptics were saying, ha, King David is the most prominent king in all of the Old Testament, and we don't have one single bit of archaeological evidence that he even existed. If he was such a great, big, famous king, why, you would think we would have found some archaeological evidence by now. Can't say that now. If you go to Israel, and I hope you do, not far from the Western Wall, you will see a huge excavation site. It's the city of David. There's an enormous amount of evidence today that David was exactly what the Bible said he was. You know what's coming, don't you? Don't ever, ever be ashamed or embarrassed to believe the Bible. Archaeology is on your side. Real science is on your side. History is on your side. And most importantly, God is on your side. Don't ever apologize for believing the Bible, every single word of it.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is an open phone Friday, and we will go to the phones. I've got Jack in Worthington. Hi, Jack. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hello, Bob.
Hello,
I'm
Jack.
I'm unhappy what happened at the State House. But my, and I'm really unhappy of them defacing the Holocaust Memorial.
Yeah.
That is anti-Semitism.
Yes.
That is just as bad as racism.
Of course. It is.
I wonder how these people would that did that would feel if there was a statue of Martin Luther King and someone threw filth and paint all over it. How would they feel?
Yeah. Well,
they call it bigotry. Well, yeah, that'd be bigotry. What do they call defacing the Holocaust Memorial if they would only know what it was like in Dachau and Auschwitz? I've seen videos of it, and it, oh, man, it makes your teeth cringe, Bob.
Yeah, or what about defacing the state seal in front of the State House? With God, all things are possible. What about defacing that?
I'll tell you, I blame the governor. They could have called in the National Guard. They could have come in by helicopters with fixed bayonets and arrest every one of them and take them to jail, and they should get 20 years in the Ohio State Penitentiary in Lucasville for that.
Well, I don't know about the fixed bayonets. I don't think deadly force should have been used for paint, but they should have been arrested. They should have been stopped. And I know that the highway patrol has been taxed to the limit, and I know that, but they should have anticipated something like this, considering what's been going on for 3 weeks now downtown, and it just shouldn't have happened. Hey, Jack, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend, and pray for you there in the in the nursing home. This is bizarre. I've stayed out of the politics today, but we can't ignore this. The folks at Zogby, one of the more respected pollsters, just finished a poll about presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. Now, Biden is 77 years old. Okay, what's Trump? What's he, 73, I think? Biden is 77. If he's elected, he will be in his 80s at the end of his first term. And there are some serious questions about his mental health. Well, get this. This was a poll of likely voters, not general population. These are people who say, yes, we are going to vote in the presidential election this coming November. A full 55% of likely voters polled believe that Joe Biden, and I'm quoting, is in the early stages of dementia. Okay, now think about this. He is leading in every major poll in America today over Donald Trump. Now, we learned in the last presidential election, you can't trust the polls. At this point, do you remember how far ahead Hillary Clinton was in the polls? Do you remember what all of the experts were saying at this point 4 years ago? Donald Trump did not have any chance in the world. Hillary Clinton was so far ahead in the polls. You remember that? They were all wrong. So I don't think we can, and again, we learned in the last presidential election, you can't put too much stock in the polls. But the fact that Biden is leading in all the polls, and yet 55% believe that Biden is in the early stages of dementia. Break it up into parties. 33% of Democrats. Now, a majority of Republicans, but 33%, a third of Democrats also thought that he's in the early stages of dementia. Are they going to vote for him? Yeah. I mean, seriously, from a common sense standpoint, how in the world do you explain this? Here's the only explanation I can come up with. The hatred of Donald Trump is so deep, so desperate, that Democrats would rather vote for someone that they honestly believe is in the early stages of dementia than to vote for Donald Trump. But this is why, now, hey, I'm not an expert on anything, certainly not an expert on politics, but in my personal, non-professional, non-expert opinion, this election will put the Democratic candidate's choice of vice president, make it more important than at any time in American history. Usually the vice president, it'll either put a bump up in the polls or a bump down in the polls the first week or so after the announcement of who the vice presidential nominee is. And then it's not that important. I don't think there has ever been a time in American history that the person that Joe Biden chooses to be vice president will be more important than any time in history. Because I think that a good portion of Democrats don't believe Biden will even make it through the first term. And therefore, again, this is just my crazy opinion, Democrats are going to be voting more for the vice presidential nominee than the nominee. It's just weird. It's bizarre. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in American history. All right. Bottom of the hour break, and then we will be back.